This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It is always such a privilege and a pleasure to bring you the Hour One Nugget. And today, we're looking at Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 8 and 9. And this is part 18. Well, in part 3 of the Peace of the Father, I brought you Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 6 and 7. And if you want to remind yourself of that, all you need to do is go to the podcast site, which is Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, and you go to Worship Radio 247 / Podbean, and you will find all the podcasts there. There are about 892 podcasts there now. And if you wish, you can download this podcast so you can listen time and time again. And a lot of people do that. Here we are then, Philippians, the fourth chapter, and verses 8 through 9. And Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, and he says this: "And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing." He's been writing to them, writing this awesome letter, and he says, just one more thing. I need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. "Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing. Then the God of peace will be with you." The God of peace, your Heavenly Father, will be with you. It's almost like he needs to reiterate. Because in verse 6 he'd said, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for what he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. That is powerful. Right at the beginning of this, he's saying, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. We spend our time worrying. We spend our time concerning ourselves with things that don't need to be concerned about. Because he said, don't worry. Don't worry about anything and pray about everything. I love that. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. That's the point. And when you take that philosophy and you apply it to your own life, some people have answered me in response to that when I've said, look, you're not supposed to worry about anything. You're supposed to pray about everything. And their answer is this: it's easier said than done. No, it's not. Because if it were easier said than done, it wouldn't be in Scripture. Paul doesn't want you to struggle not to worry. He wants you to live an abundant life as Jesus promised. And this is what we must do. Not only that, when you're worrying about something, how can you fix your eyes on Jesus? You can't. So Paul says, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. And fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Fix your thoughts on that. Take your thoughts away from where your problems are. Because actually, by worrying about a problem, you can't do anything about it. You can't change it. So what's the point of worrying? Instead, bypass the worry. And I want you to think about something that you've been worried about in the last few days. Something that has worried you. Maybe you've said to a friend, oh, I'm really worried about my child. I'm really worried about the dishwashers not working. I'm really concerned, really worried that the drains aren't working. There's a blockage there, and I don't know what to do. Take your mind off the worry. I don't have any money. I'm skint. I'm broke. I don't have a job. And if I don't have a job, I can't eat. What am I going to do? And the worry is right there. But this is what you need to do. Okay, I haven't got any money. I've got no job, no employment. But right now, I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to concentrate my thoughts on things that are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. All of those things right there is a description of Jesus. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. That's thinking about Jesus. Keeping your eyes well and truly on him. And not deviating to the left or the right. Just concentrating on Jesus. That is what is so wonderful about Worship Radio 247 and radio stations like this. Because you can tune in. And your worry falls away because you're listening to this incredible worship. You're listening to the Word of God, and I believe this is the inspired Word of God through the Holy Spirit. I believe He talks directly to you. And I believe you learn and learn some more. I believe your life is changing whilst you're listening to this radio station. I believe that since you've been listening, your thoughts and your mind was concentrated on one thing. And since listening to Worship Radio 247, your mind has gone on to Jesus, because that's where it's supposed to be. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And then Paul says, keep putting into practice all you've learned and received from me. You know, I can remember years ago, I wanted to learn to play golf, so I went for lessons. And I had a golf pro by the name of Phil, who used to teach me golf. And every time I had a lesson, he used to say the same thing to me. You didn't listen to what I said last week, did you? What do you mean, Phil? Well, that's why your shots are going all over the place. Because you didn't listen to what I said. Don't you remember I told you that when you hit the ball, you turn your hands over so that it keeps the ball straight. But what you're doing is you're leaving your hands exactly where they were at the top of the backswing. So it's not working. No, I'm turning my hands over. No, David, you're not turning your hands over, because if you turned your hands over, your ball would be going straight. You see, we need to learn a lesson. And that is why Paul says, putting into practice all you have learned and received from me. Is that the point? Are you putting into practice all you have learned? And all you need to do is go back to Philippians, the first chapter, and read the entire book, and you will see what Paul is teaching the church in Philippi. You will then discover for yourself what you need to be doing. You will then find out very quickly whether you've learned the lesson. But he brings it all together, everything that he's taught in his letter to the Philippian church. Everything he's taught comes down to this. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. I'm just going to tell you this, and it brings it all together. Everything that I've been teaching, it all comes down to this. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable, right and pure, lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you've learned and received from me, everything you have heard from me and saw me doing. Then, the God of peace will be with you. Paul's teaching you, through his word, through his letter, how to live your life, so that you don't need to worry. You don't need to be concerned about things. You can live an abundant life because now God is in control. Are you hearing that? Are you understanding what I'm saying to here? God is in control. And that, dear brothers and sisters, dear beloved, is so important. I played a song on another radio station one time, and I made a statement beforehand that God needs to be in control, and the song was called God is in Control by Twyla Paris. And I was talking about this, the run-up to the song, and I received an email from someone who said, God certainly isn't in control of my life. I'm not going to give control of my life over to God. What utter nonsense. And this person purported to be a Christian. And I thought, oh dear. And immediately I began to feel that the teaching in some churches is really not very good. God needs to be in control. For he is not in control, then your mind is going all over the place. God needs to be in control. Keep putting into practice, says Paul, all you learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. Beloved, in closing, I want to say this. I want you to read the entire book of Philippians. It's not that long. I want you to read it, and I want you to take in everything Paul is saying in this book. You know, I might even do a study on Philippians myself. Start from chapter 1 and go all the way to the very end. I'm mindful to do that because it's an important book, an important letter. Heavenly Father, we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. And Lord, we say, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. And today, Father, we take on board that which you've said through your Holy Scripture to keep our thoughts on what is true and honorable, Lord, and right and pure and lovely and admirable, thinking about those things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And that, Lord, is your Son, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
This is no time for fear. This is
That is Twyla Paris, and God is in control. You're listening to Worship Radio 247, www.worshipradio247.org. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.